Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we dive deep into the quarterly results that are moving markets. I'm Alex, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Jordan. Today, we're unpacking Boeing's first quarter 2026 earnings. And folks, this is a company that's been through quite a journey over the past few years. Before we get started, I need to share an important disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And what a quarter this was for Boeing. We're seeing some real signs of stability and momentum building across their business segments. The headline numbers tell a compelling story. Revenue jumped 14% to $22.2 billion, which is solid growth across all three of their main divisions.
That's right. And while they're still posting a core loss of 20 cents per share, that's actually an improvement from last year. What really caught my attention was CEO Kelly Ortberg's tone. He seems genuinely optimistic about where they're headed. He said they're off to a really good start and headed in the right direction.
Absolutely. And let's talk about what's driving that optimism. The production story is fascinating here. They've stabilized 737 production at 42 aircraft per month, and they're planning to ramp up to 47 per month this summer. But here's what's really interesting. They delivered the final 737 MAX from their shadow factory inventory in first quarter. That's significant because it means they're finally clearing out the backlog of aircraft built during the production halt.
That's huge, Jordan. And speaking of production, they're bringing online a fourth 737 production line, the North Line in Everett. This is part of their plan to eventually reach 52 aircraft per month. What struck me was how methodical they're being about this ramp up. They're moving experienced workers from their stable Renton facility to train new employees at Everett.
Smart approach, especially given their quality focus. They mentioned a 20% reduction in final assembly rework hours compared to last year. That's the kind of operational improvement that builds confidence. But let's address the elephant in the room, the Middle East conflict and its potential impact.
Right. This came up several times during the Q&A. Ortberg was pretty clear that they haven't seen any delivery deferrals yet, and they actually delivered four aircraft to Middle East customers during the quarter. But he acknowledged they're watching fuel prices closely, since higher jet fuel costs could impact airline operations and aftermarket demand.
What's interesting is how Boeing is positioned if defense spending increases due to the conflict. Ortberg highlighted that their defense platforms, the Apache helicopter, Patriot missile systems, F-15EX fighters, are all seeing increased demand. He mentioned seeing potential upside in their five-year defense outlook compared to what they planned last year.
Let's dig into those segment numbers. Commercial airplanes had revenue of $9.2 billion, up 13%, though they're still posting negative margins. Defense, space, and security grew 21% to $7.6 billion, with a 3.1% operating margin. And global services, their most profitable segment, delivered $5.4 billion in revenue, with an impressive 18.1% operating margin.
Those global services numbers are really solid. They booked $8 billion in new orders with a book-to-bill ratio of 1.6, and their backlog hit a record $33 billion. This is the steady, cash-generating business that helps support Boeing's recovery story.
Now, let's talk about the 787 Dreamliner, because this program has been a source of frustration. They delivered only 15 aircraft in first quarter, partly due to delays in premium seat certifications. CFO Jay Malave explained they're working with the FAA to address these certification bottlenecks, including creating contractual off-ramps to avoid future delivery delays.
That's a practical solution. And production-wise, they're stable at 8 per month, with plans to increase to 10 later this year. What caught my attention was the mention of a cost-based extension for the 787 program, essentially adding higher-margin aircraft to their accounting block, which should improve profitability over time.
The 777X update was mixed. They got FAA approval for the next testing phase, but there's still this engine durability issue they're working through with GE. Ortberg said they remain on track for first delivery in 2027, but they've got about 30 built aircraft that will need change incorporation, basically updating them with all the design changes that have occurred during the long certification process.
From a financial perspective, free cash flow was negative $1.5 billion in first quarter, but that's seasonal and better than expected. Malév reaffirmed their full-year guidance of $1 billion to $3 billion in positive free cash flow, with the back half of the year expected to turn positive.
One analyst asked about Boeing's long-term cash flow potential beyond their stated $10 billion target. Malév was bullish, talking about significant growth beyond that into the next decade. He pointed to higher production rates, improved margins from burning through lower-priced backlog, and cost absorption benefits from higher volumes.
The backlog story is really compelling. Nearly $700 billion across all segments, with commercial airplanes alone sitting on $576 billion. That's over 6,100 aircraft, which provides a lot of visibility and flexibility for Boeing.
Looking ahead, the key milestones to watch are the 737-7 and 737-10 certifications expected later this year, continued progress on 777X testing, and whether they can successfully ramp 737 production to 47 per month this summer without quality issues.
And geopolitically, there's potential upside from any U.S.-China trade agreements. Ortberg hinted at big numbers if there's progress on that front, though he was appropriately cautious about timing.
So where does this leave Boeing? They're clearly in a much better operational position than they were a few years ago. Production is stabilizing, quality metrics are improving, and they're methodically working through their certification backlog. The defense business is benefiting from global tensions, and global services continues to be a bright spot.
The risks remain around execution. Can they ramp production without quality issues, complete their certifications on schedule, and manage supply chain constraints? But for the first time in a while, Boeing seems to have the wind at its back.
Before we wrap up, Jordan has our required closing disclosure.
Thanks, Alex. Just a reminder that everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
That's our breakdown of Boeing's first quarter 2026 results. Thanks for joining us on Beta Finch. We'll be back next time with another AI-powered earnings analysis. Until then, keep your eyes on the markets and your portfolios balanced.
See you next time on Beta Finch.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.